is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordano. Good again. Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordano. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Switcheroo. Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He's on the arc to the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under. Banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher, back door, Colleen, great feed, Colleen layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher, outstanding pass. She threaded the needle, Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area, no. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordano, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Ruchi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. CC Borchers down the left side of the lane, flips it up with the left hand, and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
CC Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my, did he get away with a travel? Wow. Ruchi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds, so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skip, and a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Laramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane, driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh my, oh my, do we have a great game for you tonight. It is a loud Fort Laramie High School gym. It seats about 2,300. 17 or 1,800 are packed in here. Fans are still filing through the entranceway. We could have over 2,000 by tip-off time in 15 minutes as Fort Laramie hosts Ruchi. Fort Laramie 7-1 on the year, 2-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Ruchi Raiders 9-0 on the season, 4-0 in league play. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Chuck, the rest of the league, including Jackson Center for sure, hoping that Fort Laramie does everybody a favor tonight and hands the Ruchi Raiders their first setback of the season here in the SCAL.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's got to beat them, and not necessarily so, because I'll tell you, Ruchi is going to be a tough out for anybody. Laramie is really building momentum now from their football season. They're starting to really get their basketball legs. Their last couple of games, they've played really well, and I am really looking forward to this game tonight.
It has been a terrific series over the years. I did a bit of research. Last 25 meetings, going all the way back to the 2011-12 season. It's 13-12. Fort Loramie in the lead by just a game. Fort Loramie over that stretch averaging 49.1 points per game. Rushi 47.9. You might as well say just a point difference on average per contest throughout the last 11 seasons. Eight or nine more field goals scored by Fort Loramie in the last 25 meetings. And there have been a slew of tight games. 12 of the 25 have been decided by two possessions or less, 6 points or less. Rushi won a one-pointer last year. Raiders have won 3 one-pointers in recent seasons. And there was a stretch back in 2017, 18, and 19, Chuck, when Fort Loramie defeated Rushi in tournament play, two sectional championships. Redskins defeated the Raiders. And then in 2018 or 19, Fort Loramie won a regional semifinal over Rushi. Rushi's got the edge in regular season matchups, but thanks to those three tourney wins by Fort Loramie over Rushi, Redskins lead the series in the last 25, 13-12. Microscopic difference.
Right.
It's even, Stephen. It's a healthy rivalry, very competitive, intense at times, but very, very close for sure.
Well, they are rivals, that's for sure. They're not a lot of love here, but it's always a great basketball game. They beat each other up. The crowd's going to be crazy. I'm looking forward to it. Boy, it doesn't get any better than this on a Tuesday night in the state of Ohio.
The personnel on these two clubs, pretty even. Rushi maybe a little more depth with Logan Eilerman, 6'5", in the middle. Fort Loramie's got some size. Felix Francis off the bench for Rushi can match Eilerman, 6'5". Both teams shoot the three ball very well. Each team very capable of a different high score any night of the week. They spread the shooting around. I can recall early in the year, opener at Rushi. Rushi Raiders, great comeback, beat Jackson Center 42-41. Three different Rushi players drained threes on successive possessions in the middle of the fourth quarter. One by Flippo, one by Monin, and one by Fissinger. And that's a big difference in the standings right now. Jackson Center couldn't finish the deal, led after three quarters but double digits. Rushi came back to beat him. Thus, Jackson Center is 8-1. Fort Loramie lost at Jackson, which held home court in that game. Redskins 7-1, Rushi unbeaten. This game has significant implications in the league. Yeah, it's a key game in terms of standings. How about the postseason seed implications? The next time these two teams play, Chuck, it's after the draw.
Right. Well, you want to be the top seed, because if you're the top seed, you get to go first on your spot. And not only for the pick was sectional, but you got a shot of who you want to play, or at least from what region, district you want to play in the district final. So number one seed, plus you're avoiding, you're not going to end up playing one of the middle two schools here. So yeah, I think this year 1, 2, 3, and 4 is as important as ever.
I'm not sure home court makes a big difference in this series. I think in the last 11-12 seasons, Fort Loramie's managed 5 wins at Rushi. Rushi's managed 5 wins here at Fort Loramie.
Well, I mean, Rushi's got the more, what's a nice way to put it? They got the nice little gym where they get a good crowd in there, and it gets rowdy. The advantage here is you've got the longest court that you're going to play on. So this is, but the way Rushi runs, this big floor, kind of an advantage for them.
Oh, matchups are key tonight. Who's going to guard Braylon Verdonier of Rushi? Who will try to track down Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie? And Hayden Quinter of Rushi, he is a tough man to guard, no question about it. And then Ethan Kaiser's been red hot from the perimeter for Fort Loramie. Who's going to go chest to chest with him?
Well, I think that with Maurer's going to get his points because he is almost impossible to guard. So you kind of check that one off and you say if he's in the 20-21 range,
right,
we can live with that. Now, Kaiser, different story. If Kaiser gets his feet set, especially in either one of these corners, he is a shooting machine. But Rushi knows that too. So Rushi is going to make sure that they get somebody over there and get a hand up on the other end. Just so many: Shappy, Fissinger, Quinter, Cordonier, Flippo, Borchers. You just go down the line. Every one of those kids can shoot the basketball.
Rushi at Fort Loramie, great game upcoming here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. I'd like to remind you, from storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components. Oh, the margins for error are slim. The team with a fewer turnovers may very well win it. If you've got the rebounding edge, that might be enough to get you over the top. Certainly shooting, field goal percentage from two-point range, and three-point shooting in addition, also critical. There are X factors right down through both rosters, as each team has got 6-7 players that can pop in double figures. Those are the key building components for Rushi and Fort Loramie tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We'll return with more about these two teams and have starting lineups when we come back. Rushi on the road at Fort Loramie, a very important Shelby County Athletic League boys game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And we thank you so much, our Fort Loramie and Rushi area sponsors. These folks are with us each and every Fort Loramie game, just Fort Loramie contest all year long. Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Thanks as well to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier, as we say hello to Nick Fullenkamp, all the staff and associates at Custom Foam, Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The gem of Rushi at 575 East Main in Rushi. Chuck, these two clubs had the firepower to score 60. The defenses are so good, they probably won't.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
Each possession will be prized. 45, 48 points likely will win the contest.
Probably. I mean, because the defense is very good. If somebody has a really good shooting night,
yep,
or a night where somebody turns the ball over more than usual, that could be that's usually a difference in a what's going to be a tightly contested game.
Right. Boys standings in the Shelby County League quickly, as we've alluded. Rushi on top, 4-0, 9-0 overall. Jackson Center 5-1, 8-1 on the season. Fort Loramie 2-1, 7-1 on the year. Botkins 3-2, 4-4 overall. Anna 2-3 in the league, 4-5. Houston and Fairlawn bring up the rear. We'll return with starting lineups. We've got the opening tip next. Fort Loramie at home against Rushi. Boys action tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Owen trying to guard these two clubs, it's a case of pick your poison. And by that I mean recently against Bradford for Rushi. Chappie at 16, Fissinger 14. Not the usual Quinter, Cordonier, Monin show, although those three had 14, 15, and 11 respectively against Northwestern, as Rushi defeated both Bradford and Northwestern in the Covington Holiday Tournament. And as I alluded, in that first game of the year, a 42-41 win for Rushi over Jackson Center. Modern Fissinger and Xavier Flippo pumped in three balls in a row in the fourth quarter. How about this, Chuck? Hayden Quinter pumped in 32 points in Rushi's recent 73-46 win over Troy Christian. We know Caleb Bauer for Fort Loramie is capable of a 25-point night. Quinter knocked down 32 against a good opponent a few weeks ago.
Yeah, he's an outstanding basketball player. My problem sometimes with him is he has great starts, and then he kind of disappears for a little bit. He needs to be a little more selfish.
Caleb Bauer for Fort Loramie scored 23, had two threes in the recent win over Margaretta in an event at Cedar Point prior to New Year's. Ethan Kaiser, 23 last week, six three balls against Botkins. Caleb Bauer, 17. Ethan Kaiser, 16. Logan Eilerman, 16. In a win over St. Henry by Fort Loramie, 67-57. Bauer had a three. Kaiser had four threes. Eilerman had a couple of threes. Max Bauer has come off the bench. He's had a good game. Don't forget Ryan Ulcher. This should be a terrific contest here tonight. Caleb Bauer, Ryan Ulcher, Ethan Kaiser. 6'1", 6'3", 5'11", in the starting lineup for Fort Loramie, which wins the tap. Logan Eilerman, a 6'4", senior. Isaac Ratterman, a 6'3", senior. Rounding out the starting five. Here's a deflection, a steal by Hayden Quinter. Outlet pass down the floor to Chappie. Driving left-hand layup, he's got it. There's that defense we talked about.
Boy, that was just a really bad job of moving his hands by the offensive player that time.
A little lazy, and Rushi took advantage. 2-0 Raiders, opening 30 seconds. Behind the back on the dribble, Kaiser at midcourt. Defensively, Rushi's got Zane Chappie, 5'10 senior guard, Hayden Quinter, 6'1 junior guard, Braden Monin in the opening five. He is a 6'2 junior. Braylon Cordonier, 6'3 sophomore. Xavier Flippo, a 6-foot senior. And again, ball pried away, shaken loose by Rushi. Scrum results. Tie up. Arrow favors the Raiders.
So far, they're not getting the ball to Caleb Maurer. They need to let him handle the basketball.
Two turnovers by Fort Loramie in the first 45 seconds of this game. 2-0 Rushi. Raiders pass the ball around on the arc. Quinter near side to Braden Bonin. Oh, they go high, low.
Nice.
Down inside. Wow. Well done on the finish. Flippo for two and a foul.
What a terrific pass. And just Flippo did a great job of walling off that time. Nice, strong move.
I've got one word for all of that, Chuck. Execution.
Yes, it was. Well done.
4-0 Rushi, 6:59 to go here in the first. Flippo to complete the three-point play at the stripe. He's got it. 5-0 Raiders. So far, the defense of Rushi has set the tone for this game. In backcourt, 70 feet away, it's Caleb Maurer for Fort Loramie. And he takes the ball by the horns, dribbles up the court hard, and then makes a horrible pass into the left corner. Out of bounds to the Rushi cheerleaders. Three mistakes in a minute, 10 seconds by Fort Loramie.
Well, they haven't gotten a shot yet. And Rushi just looks more comfortable right now in this big-time matchup.
Chappie on the arc to Braylon Cordonier. Goes to the foul line. Guarded tightly by Ratterman. Interesting matchup there. Here is Braden Monin. Foul line extended right. Flips it cross court to a teammate. And guess what? It's Hayden Quinter who catches and shoots in one motion and buries a triple. 8-0 Raiders. What a start for head coach Spencer Cordonier's team. As Corey Britton for Fort Loramie, the head man, just looks on. He's a little disappointed in what Fort Loramie's done in the first 2 minutes.
Well, then this pressure has taken them out of their offense completely.
25 feet away, it's Logan Eilerman on a weave out back to Ryan Holscher. Good switch by Rushi. They're hedging, overplaying when possible. Holscher invades the right side of the lane, hooking foul against the Raiders. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 5:52 to go in the first. 8-0 start in favor of Rushi. Attired in the road blue, gold numerals, gold piping down the sides of the shorts. Fort Loramie, the home white, red numbers, red and black trim. Very good crowd on hand for this Tuesday night fray at Fort Loramie.
Yeah.
Play seats 2,300. We've got about 1,800 or 1,900 in here at the moment. Ratterman deep in the right corner goes to Caleb Maurer, who makes a lofty cross-court pass. Easy pickings for Chappie of Rushi, who stepped in and caught it and threw it to a teammate down the floor. And it was a long two-pointer by Braden Monin. Actually a three-pointer. He was behind the line. Thought it was a long deuce at first. Fort Loramie needs a timeout in the worst way. Four ugly turnovers. Rushi's on fire, leading 11-0. 2.5 minutes played on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
The Goffney Furniture Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney's got a big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. One bargain after another. Goffney is family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. GoffneyFurniture.com. Furniture.com. West Michigan in Sydney. Lousy start for Fort Loramie, and that's putting it mildly. 11-0 lead. Rushi pushing foul on the Raiders as the Redskins break into the front court. Chemistry for Rushi. Very smooth there at the outset. Fort Loramie trying to find some rhythm.
Well, Rushi just came out playing their type of defense, and Loramie looked like deer in headlights to start the game.
Yep. A good way to put it. Caleb Maurer inbounds on the arc to Ryan Holscher. He explores the lane area. Fades his 14-footer. Deflected. Oh, what a play by Rushi. Well done by Felix Francis. 6'5 player in off the bench. Got the block, and then Rushi staggers up the floor into the top of the circle, and a walk is called. 5:11 left in the first. 8-0, Rushi in the lead. Fort Loramie yet to get a good look at the rim. Here's Caleb Maurer, 50 feet away. Bounce pass high right to Kaiser, nearly stolen by Rushi, which is overplaying every throw Fort Loramie's making.
No, they just, you can't get comfortable. The team is playing defense on you like this. I used to hate it.
Outside the arc on the right, it's Ryan Holscher, 30 feet away. Caleb Maurer. Maurer, double team. Good hedge by Rushi on the arc. Ball thrown to Ratterman deep in the right corner. He drops it under pressure, off his foot, out of bounds. 5 miscues by Fort Loramie.
1 shot, and it was a contested shot, and 5 turnovers in 6 possessions.
Wow. Great start for Rushi, not so much for Fort Loramie. 4:37 to go, opening quarter. Rushi substituting freely here at the outset. Vince Borcher's in, 6'1 sophomore. We've seen Felix Francis, 6'5 junior. He's on the court. High left, it's Quinter. Straight away, Braylon Cordonier. Right wing pass, Vince Borchers. Mid post, it's Quinter back to the basket. Ball thrown cross court to the 3-point shooter. Look out! Wow! Beautiful looking jumper by Braden Monnen. 3 ball, high archer. Went way up in the atmosphere here at the Fort Loramie Gym. Right down through the netting. Deep in the left corner, Logan Eilerman nearly up and down with it. Almost a violation. 14-0, Rushi. 2 touchdowns and 2 perfect extra points. 3:50 left here in the first period. And away from the basketball, Fort Loramie guilty of a push-off. Ratterman trying to get position down low. Rushi's got Fort Loramie's number here in the first 4 minutes plus.
You can see the frustration rising on the Redskins. Maurer has got to now take a deep breath. Forget this 14-0 and just go out and play.
Go out and play and just try to chip away.
Yep, that's all you can do.
At this Rushi advantage. Far left wing, it is Flippo. Xavier Flippo hands it back out on the arc to Braden Monnen. High right to Hayden Winter. Winter twists and turns outside the lane to the right. Holscher got a hand up there, deflected it, ball went out of bounds. At first, the official signaled Fort Loramie ball. Holscher got a fingertip on it for sure. It's corrected, and Rushi will throw in.
Well, the outside official had a much better look at it than the inside official.
Ball lobbed into the lane to Braylon Cordonier. Spins with the right hand. It hits an 8-footer. A little half-hook shot. 16-0 Rushi.
5 kids scored now for Rushi here in the first 5 minutes of the first quarter.
Just what we talked about in the pregame. Rushi balance with a capital B. And it is on display right now. 3 minutes left. Opening stanza. Fort Loramie yet to score. Down 16-0. Far left wing, it's Ratterman. Feeds Holscher underneath. Reverse layup. Yes! Ryan Holscher gets the Redskins off the snide. The first goal of the night for the home team. 16-2, Rushi. Quinter lobs. Baseline left. Back to the basket, Felix Francis. Now Quinter. Near side, Vince Borchers. And cutting on the far side of the floor was teammate Hayden Quinter. And the ball was zipped past him out of bounds.
He threw it where he was, not where he was going.
2:42 left, opening quarter. 16-0, or I should say 16-2. Rushi leads Fort Loramie. Rushi led 16-0 after the first 5 minutes of the opening quarter of play.
They just have so many weapons.
Caleb Maurer has not been able to even look at the rim so far for Fort Loramie. Driving Kaiser down the right side of the lane. Late handoff to a teammate busting in from the left flank. And it was Darren Eilerman. Ball stripped away by Rushi, and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, Caleb and Kaiser, neither one haven't even gotten a sniff at it yet.
Ball inbounded by the Redskins, lobbed into the lane. Little half-hook turnaround by Logan Eilerman. It bangs off the iron, no good. Rebound Rushi. Pretty good look. Logan will make that probably.
Yeah.
60 to 75% of the time. Deep three, left corner, Rushi. Ross Fissinger in off the bench, chucked it up short. Loose ball rebound, head of the key. Raiders have got it back. It's Braylon Gordonier to Hayden Quinter. Long three from way outside by Chaffee. Chaffee hits a 30-footer.
My goodness.
5'10 senior guard Zane Chaffee for Rushi.
He got fouled, too. They didn't call it.
You're right.
He got fouled after the shot.
About 2.5 strides from the Fort Loramie logo. Far side of the floor. Chaffee lights it up from long range. 19-2, Rushi. Boy, he took that one somewhere between Fort Loramie and Rushi, the two towns.
Yeah, I try not to get overexcited or underexcited about games like this, but Rushi looks like a team that we might be able to follow to Dayton if they keep playing like this.
Logan Eilerman, top of the circle. Let's go a triple. No good. It skids off the back iron. Rebound Redskins, dumped down low, out of bounds over the end line. Six or seven turnovers on Fort Loramie already. 1:18 to go, first period, 19-2. Rushi in the lead. Boy, the Raiders' synergy is amazing. All these young men have been playing basketball together now the last 3 or 4 years, and it is a roster thin on seniors. Zane Chaffee, a 12th grader. Xavier Flippo, a senior. Here's a drive down the lane by Rushi. Ball fed into the right corner to Flippo. Oh, Flippo goes into the paint. A great pocket pass to a teammate, Felix Francis. He lays in a bunny.
Wow. Yeah, he drew all the defense to him. Good look off. Left-handed little dump pass.
Oh, the Raiders are so smooth. 21-2, Rushi. 44 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Here is a baseline jump shot by Caleb Bauer. It's forced from 17 feet. No good off the flange. Rebound Fort Loramie. It's down below the backboard, and it goes out of bounds off Rushi last. Well, what you like about Rushi so much, Chuck, is the fact head coach Spencer Gordonier substitutes freely. Nothing is lost.
Well, he's running eight kids, and all eight of them are a threat.
Ball inbounded to Kaiser by Fort Loramie. Handed to Caleb Bauer in the deep right corner. He hoists up a three. No. Hit the back iron. Sprayed out to Hayden Quinter for Rushi. He darts down the floor, gives to Vince Porchers. Into the top of the circle to Braden Monin. High right to Francis. 14 seconds to go, first quarter. 21-2 Raiders. Barely into the lane. Goes Borchers, no shot. Feeds it left corner to Felix Francis. Here's a beautiful drive. Good for two. To the rack, Francis, who beat the buzzer. Rushi Raiders can do no wrong. 23-2, Rushi over Fort Loramie after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Thanks so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to Barker Insurance. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others, stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, a stellar reputation, second to none. Remember the names, Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, many more. Fort Loramie starts the second quarter with possession. Ethan Kaiser flips the ball into the right corner to a teammate who travels. He picked up the pivot foot. Isaac Ratterman caught the pass, didn't get the foot down in time, dragged it before hitting the floor with the ball. The turnovers mount for Fort Loramie. Quick three, left corner, Rushi short. Weak side rebound, Raiders. Foul reaching in on the visiting team. Need the right solution for true comfort? Well, you better call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel the way you want it. Call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Ryan Holscher just took a pass at midcourt for Fort Loramie and busted his way down the floor and made a nifty reverse layup, and now an interception by Fort Loramie. Redskins down 23-4, first minute, second quarter. You heard me right, 23-4. It was 16-0 Rushi after 5 minutes. Here's Caleb Maurer exploding into the lane. He missed it off to the right, no good. Stick back, not good, but a foul. Big Austin Plyman, 6'5", senior, substitute for Fort Loramie, snatched the offensive board, and he was clobbered on the shoulder. Two free throws coming for him.
He's been giving them some pretty good minutes. He's had some injuries through his career, but he seems to be healthy now, and he's a big kid.
He sure is. Free throw by him, strong. It caught the backboard first. Second shot upcoming for Plyman. Another substitution for Rushi. Felix Francis checks out. It's now Cordonier Flippo on the floor for the Raiders as Plyman fires again. It hits the back rim, goes way up in the air, deflects off a cable, drops down through, but it's disallowed.
Yep.
Observed by the official. No point. Goes down as two misses. 23-4. Rushi leads by 19. 6:50 left. First half of play. On the arc, it's Flippo for Rushi. Now to Hayden Quinter. Near side it goes to Braden Monin. Monin straight away. Ball rotated around into the far corner of the floor to Flippo. Now Monin. High right. It goes to Shappy. Shappy starts to drive. Pulls up at the elbow. Missed it. No good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer. Chest pass to Holscher. Gives it to Plyman in the lane. On the arc to Logan Eilerman. Shot fake. Right down the paint. Up and in off the window. Little spurt here by Fort Loramie. 6:20 left. First half. Rushi timeout. Raiders lead it 23-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving into the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. 40 years doing business at Cutaway, giving you your best due. Owner and stylist is Deb Gubo. Stylist Renee Mesher, stylist Chris Siegel, stylist Kathy Wilson. You go online, all the Facebook posts about Cutaway are outstanding. Here's one. Chris Siegel did a fantastic job with my hair. I showed her a picture and told her roughly this, and she did a fantastic job. I couldn't have been happier. Deb Gubo, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Cutaway Styling Salon. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Little turnaround half-hook shot by Braylon Cordonier of Rushi from 10 feet is no good. And Fort Loramie picks off the rebound. Caleb Maurer in the right corner pulls up around the edge of the backboard. Missed a jumper from 15. Rebound down to Rushi. Caleb Maurer needs to get going for the Redskins.
I've never seen him shoot quite this poorly.
He's not on the mark. Missed four badly. Uh-oh. Another long three. Braden Monin. A high archer. Wow. 24-footer. He's got three from downtown.
Boy, if you let him go, he can get on a hot streak. He's on a tear right now.
Well, that was deep, and I mean, it's hard to go out there and guard him that far out.
26-6 Fort Loramie, trailing at Rushi. 20-point lead Raiders. Just over 5 to play, second quarter. Here's Fort Loramie, too much dribbling down in the left corner. Logan Eilerman can't handle it. It goes out of bounds. Rushi Raiders really putting the whammy on Fort Loramie so far tonight through the first 11 minutes, a 20-point spread, 26-6. Oh, what a great backdoor cut. Fine pass, Flippo to Quinter. Deflected, though, at the last second by Holscher, and then Rushi nudges it over the end line.
That's a good defensive play by Holscher because that was just ready to be another layup.
Yep, sure was. Redskins make a change. Maxwell Maurer, 6'1 sophomore in. Ethan Kaiser out. Full court pressure by Rushi. Raiders relent. And it's brought down the floor by Holscher. Holscher up and over the timeline, top of the circle. Wants to hand it off to Maxwell Maurer. Can't get free to do it. And it's stolen by the Rushi Raiders. Quinter barrels down the floor. Blocked at the rim, but a foul. Caleb Maurer got him on the forearm. Two free throws for Quinter. 26-6 Rushi. 4:42 to go, second quarter. Yes, the shooting by the Raiders has been terrific. Outstanding chemistry on the floor being exhibited. But the defense from Rushi has put the clamps on Fort Loramie, which has been limited to 6. That's right, 6 measly points in a quarter and a half.
3 baskets, 9 turnovers.
Wow. First free throw by Hayden Quinter, right on the button. 27-6 Rushi. Second shot by Quinter, spot on as well. 28-6, 22-point lead Rushi. 4:42 to go, second quarter.
I am really looking forward to the girls matchup between these two teams next week.
Yep, that's coming up a week from Thursday, Fort Loramie and Rushi. Don't forget this Friday, we've got the Rushi Raiders at Jackson Center, the rematch of the season opener, won by Rushi at home, 42-41. Here's a near bad pass by Fort Loramie at the top of the circle, scattered floor, and Ryan Holscher takes advantage, darts into the lane, and hits a runner off the window. 28-8, Rushi in the lead. Here's Darren Eilerman spoiling a throw into the post by Rushi. It goes out of bounds. 4:10 to go, second period. 28-8 in favor of Rushi over Fort Loramie. Raiders jumped out 16-0 in the first 5 minutes. Straight away with the ball, it is Felix Francis for Rushi. That is Zane Chappie. Fakes right, goes left. Ball thrown to Borchers. Into the mid-post it goes to Cordonier. Herky-jerky move right in front. Good for 2. Boy, he is adept at that play.
He's a sophomore. And he's only going to get better and better.
Wow. Can you imagine what he's going to be like as a senior, Chuck?
Boy, it's really good that his mom's such a good athlete. just kidding, Spencer.
Braylon, a smooth operator in the lane area for sure. And he makes a steal. Picks off a pass down to the baseline. Errant throw by Fort Loramie. 30-8 in favor of Rushi. 3:25 to go here in the second quarter. Oh, here's a beautiful pass thrown down low by Chappie. Hit a teammate, Cordonier. Fakes left, goes right, reverse layup. 2 more. 32-8. Rushi, Fort Loramie needs a respite. 3:17 left in the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Oh, you'd better put Merck to work. That's right, Merck Petroleum in Minster. Now serves all your propane needs. Put Merck to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants.
metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs, too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers at 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com, 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs. Great defense by Rushi being shown here. Fort Loramie having difficulty penetrating in the half court. And the ball is struck loose by Rushi. It rolls down the floor. Raiders on a bust out toward the rim. Vince Borchers hacked from behind. You'll get two.
Boy, what an incredible steal that time by Fissinger. He's on the ground, and he got a hand in there and just took his left hand and flung it away. It hit the official, which would have, it was going to go out of bounds, but it hit the official on the floor, so it stayed live, and that's how Rushi got down the floor.
Athleticism for Rushi on display. It's superb. And this Rushi Raiders defense is rock solid. It is suffocating.
Well, even if you don't have a great offensive night, your defense is going to keep you in every game.
Yep. Borchers made the first free throw, missed the second. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here's Darren Eilerman. Ball lost again by Fort Loramie. Knocked away by Rushi. Rushi's got it between the circles. Raiders try to get a timeout. Think they got it. But the referee says, nope, you didn't get it before your young man on the floor rolled over and traveled.
Yeah, well, that was the correct call. I don't know what the timing was, but it's 33-8.
Here is Fort Loramie inbounding at midcourt, down to 25, 2.5 to go, second quarter. Hanging on, 30 feet out, it's Caleb Maurer. Maurer hits a player down underneath who's open. It's Holscher. Oh, it dropped off the rim. He got the rebound back. Now he's doubled. Throws on the arc to Darren Eilerman. Now Caleb Maurer. Shappy checks him. Caleb at the elbow on the right. Fadeaway 16-footer. Hits iron. No good. Push off on Eilerman of Fort Loramie. 0 for 6 for Caleb Maurer.
Yep.
2:09 left first half. Loramie stymied with 8 points.
Kaiser hadn't gotten a shot
yet.
Do you think they might have seen him shoot the ball the last few games?
The defense by Rushi has blanketed Fort Loramie so far in this game.
Well, I thought that Loramie would have an uphill battle tonight, but I sure didn't think it was going to be anything like this.
And the Raiders' offense has not been too shabby either. Oh, here's a fine move down the lane by Cordonier. He takes a shoulder from a Fort Loramie player, missed it. It hit the backboard, wouldn't go in, but a foul is called. A couple of free throws here for Braylon Cordonier for the Rushi Raiders, who lead it 33-8, 2 minutes to go in the first half of this game.
Not sure it's going to make a lot of difference. That's the second foul on Logan Eilerman.
Swish on the free throw by Cordonier. Second shot upcoming. A bounce on the floor. Eyes it, flies it. Yes. A lot of rim. It trickled through. 35-8. Rushi in the lead, but 27. Under two to play in the first half. Maurer slowly brings it up to midcourt. Shappy pesters him. Good guarding. Outside the arc on the right, it's Ethan Kaiser. Good hedge by Rushi. Now Raderman at the elbow on the left. Now Caleb Maurer, 30 feet away, arches it cross court. Now straight on to Logan Eilerman, who lines up a three ball off the back flange. Long board to Rushi. Fort Loramie struggling to get to double digits after two quarters. Minute 23 left in the half. 35-8 Rushi. Deep in the left corner, it's Cordonier. High left, it goes to Fissinger. Puts it on the deck right down the lane. Look at him go to work. Missed it. No good. Rebound, Logan Eilerman. Backcourt to Caleb Maurer. Here come the Redskins. Maurer, high dribble into the paint. Around two men to the rack. Yes, for two. And a foul on Rushi. Caleb Maurer breaks into the scoring column.
Oh.
As the Redskins hit double digits, 35-10. Rushi, a minute 7 to go here in the first half.
Yeah, Colby Monin's down on the ground. I think he got hit in the stomach.
Colby Monin, 6'3", senior forward for Rushi.
in on the floor. Yep, I think he had the wind taken right out of him for sure.
That is a horrible feeling.
A minute seven to go in the first half. Rushi up 25. Yep, you heard me right. Are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience right at home? Well, the Anna Market is at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you.
He's up and he walked off. He's okay. After that football game last night, you don't ever want to see anybody on the ground. That was the scariest thing I've ever seen in sports.
Wasn't it ever? And it was handled beautifully.
It was.
Yep.
It was.
Minute seven to go, second quarter. A free throw for Caleb Maurer. He tries to convert on the three-point play, and it's not good. Rebound down to Rushi. 35-10 Raiders, and even 60 seconds left in the opening half. High left with the ball. It's Braden Monin on a weave. It goes to Ross Fissinger. Fissinger at the elbow on the left, hangs on, looks for Chappie. Chappie 25 feet out. Goes into the top of the circle. Leaves it for Felix Francis 25 feet away. Felix looking, near side pass to Braden Monin. Into the right corner, Zane Chappie. Oh, he's doubled. Good defense by Fort Loramie. Ball goes out of bounds. It is indicated by the official. It's Fort Loramie ball. I disagree with it. Looked like the Redskins made the deflect and caused it to go off the court of play.
Well, I tell you, watching Loramie play right now, though, you got to give them credit. They're down 25 points, and those kids are still playing defense just like it was the beginning of the game.
Yep, they're hustling hard, that's for sure. 25 seconds to go, first half. 35-10, Rushi. Caleb Maurer dribbling, 30 feet out on the floor at side court in front of the Rushi benches. And he just stumbles backwards out of bounds, coughed up the ball. Don't know if an ankle or knee gave way. And something did. He's got a limp in his gait right now. He comes to the bench. Tough blow for the Redskins. Something gave out on Caleb Maurer, the fine football quarterback.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, there was somebody there, but nobody touched him. He didn't make any kind of a move. He just fell. He's headed into the locker room.
Not good. Leading scorer for the Redskins this year, averaging just over 15 a game. 19.4 to go, first half, 35-10, Rushi over Fort Loramie. Chappie to midcourt, Raiders play for one. Kaiser on him. High pick set by Cordonier. No pick and roll chance. Straightaway Quinter, look out. Three ball. Clangs off the front rim. 2 seconds left. Long rebound. Fadeaway shot. Rushi, no good. As the first half concludes, all Raiders. It has been a thorough whipping to this point. 35-10. Rushi over Fort Loramie. Two periods in the books. I'd like to remind you about one of our outstanding Fort Loramie sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile always at Geyer's, one of our fine sponsors, along with Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning from Fort Loramie. And M&A Muffler and Tires, too. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. Remember, Geyer's offers super service on your car and outstanding collision repair. See the new and pre-owned Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly
before the next cold snap gets a grip on your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at the home of the tire sale. You'll never get tired of M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Our halftime report being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. And thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Chuck, a look at the numbers here at intermission. Rushi up 25 big ones.
Well, they started out 16 to nothing, and that was pretty much all it wrote.
Yep.
Rushi has a 12-9 rebounding advantage. Loramie 4-2 on the offensive boards. The Redskins turned it 12 times in the first half. Rushi turned it over 6. Loramie 0-3 from the free throw line. Rushi 6-7. Rushi had a lot of young men that scored. They were led by Monin with 9, and then Braylon Cordonier had 8. They got 5 out of Quinter, 5 out of Chappie, 4 out of Francis, 3 out of Flippo, and 1 out of Borchers. They scored 23 and 12, 35 for the half. Loramie 6 from Ryan Holscher, and then 2 each from Maurer and Eilerman. They scored 2 and 8. They trail it 35 to 10 at the half. And if you're going to ask me how they get back in the game, I don't know.
Yeah, 25, tough to overcome that kind of a deficit in 16 minutes of high school basketball.
Well, it is when you've got a team that, A, you're not going to stop them. You're not going to shut them down. You can slow them down a little bit, and you can score better, but I don't think you can score enough to get back in the game.
Well, you can,
just my opinion.
He can maybe limit Rushi to 10 points a quarter.
Yep.
That's 20. That means you got to score
45 to tie it.
Yep, 45 to get even.
Yeah.
A tall order for the Fort Loramie Redskins. That's our halftime report. Rushi up 35 to 10. Our intermission brought to you by AAG Inc., American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, and Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bakken's, building excellence.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson. I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Bakken's. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at the Fort Loramie Gym. Very good crowd witnessing an onslaught provided by Rushi. The Raiders lead the home club 35-10. Rushi in the lead over Fort Loramie by 25 points. As we start quarter number three, Rushi surged at the outset, jumped on Fort Loramie 16-0 in the first 5 minutes before Fort Loramie could put two on the board. Rushi starts forecourt to her left, going to work in the lane is Braylon Cordonier. Turnaround fadeaway from 12 feet. No good. Hits the heel. Rebound comes down to Fort Loramie. Moseying up the floor is Holscher, top of the circle. Caleb Maurer not on the court. He went down, non-contact injury at side court late in that first half. Went directly to the locker room before the second quarter ended. Here's the ball thrown, baseline right by Fort Loramie. Picked off below the basket by Rushi. Do we see Caleb even on the bench, Chuck?
Yeah, he's sitting down there.
Is he?
Okay. I didn't notice if he warmed up or not.
Here's a spin move in the lane. Awkward shot by Shappy. Tried to shovel it over the back of his head, falling to the ground. Missed it. Loose ball rebound, foul over the back on Fort Loramie.
Yeah, that's on Eilerman. That's his third.
7:05 to go, third quarter, 35-10. Rushi in the lead. Rushi inbounding baseline left. Posting up in the paint area, Flippo. Flippo turns with a right hand and scores it.
That was Cordonier.
It was Flippo passing yep. to Cordonier. Good assist by Flippo. Boy, Cordonier has got that little turnaround half-hook jump shot mastered. Here's a drive, baseline right. Isaac Ratterman powers to the rim for two for Fort Loramie.
Strong kid. That was a nice move.
He muscled in a bucket. Here's Rushi coming back. Hard drive down the floor. It is Quinter angling in from the left. Missed it. No good. Here's Fort Loramie the other direction. Out of control. Ratterman got away with a walk and then plowed into a Rushi player. And down he went. He's shaken up.
He's looking at that knee, that wrap, that knee on his with the brace, too. That's what he reached for right away.
Tough night for Isaac Ratterman and Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie. Isaac went down with a knee injury on the last play of a game in midseason in football. Played on it, did extremely well at the defensive end of the field for head coach Spencer Wells' team on the gridiron. And Isaac just went down, lost balance, stumbling into the lane, trying to lead a fast break. It's 37-12. Rushi in the lead, 6:32 left here in the third quarter. Are you looking for work? Well, you better let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including offices in Sydney on Ohio Avenue and in Bellefontaine, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Go to applyohio.com. Register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. Steal by Fort Loramie. Here's Ryan Holscher blazing a trail down the floor. Shot blocked. Rebound Rushi. Long pass at the other end. Intercepted by Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins back the other direction. Maxwell Maurer on the arc to Holscher into the lane. Now thrown to Maurer. Nice. Baseline right. Oh, look at him go to work. Dazzling drive. But Maxwell Maurer kissed it in off the window for two. 37-14 Rushi. Raiders have it deep left corner. Oh, here's Monin. Monin bumped on the play, going to the rim, hit the floor, missed the shot. No call. Rebound Fort Loramie. It is thrown by Kaiser, hitting Logan Eilerman, striding right down the lane area. Didn't look like he walked. He caught it in stride, laid it through, whistled for traveling, no goal.
Possibly a makeup for the fact that Rushi got hammered on the last shot.
Sometimes
no call.
Sometimes it's 6'5", Chuck, those long strides look like you cover too much territory too quick.
I've never been 6'5", so I don't know.
Outside jump shot by Rushi, no good. Foul on the rebound. Baseline left against Fort Loramie. Foul is common.
I think they're doing a nice job because, quite honestly, in a game like this, they come in, the referees are as pumped as everybody else because they know what kind of contest it should be.
Oh, yeah.
And when it starts to slide like this, it's natural for everybody to kind of relax a little bit.
It is well worked for sure. Finally officiated game. Ball inbounded by Rushi in the lane to Quinter. Quinter lays it up, hits the rim, no good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Nice. Here's Logan Eilerman back at it again. Baseline right, reverse layup, got it. Beautifully done by Logan Eilerman. 37-16, Rushi. Long throw down the floor by the Raiders. Scrum forward in the corner. Rushi manages to scrape it off the hardwood. And throw it outside to Shappy. Head coach Spencer Cordonier says, hey, wait a minute now. Patience. And let's see what we have. Whistle blows, 4:52 left, third quarter. 37-16, Rushi. Fort Laramie has shaved four off a 25-point deficit. Carter Gasson, a sophomore, six-footer in now for Fort Laramie. Gasson wears 45. We've got Felix Francis on the floor now for Rushi.
Burger's in.
Ball lobbed into the lane area to Cardonier from out of bounds. Well done. Cardonier one-on-one draws a foul. And he was going to the rim. He'll shoot two. 4:51 to go here in the third quarter. 37-16, Rushi over Fort Laramie. Braylon Cardonier at the free throw line, and he nails it.
And Ethan Kaiser has not gotten a shot off tonight.
And he's made 20 threes this year in 36 attempts. Caleb Maurer shackled as well. Would Caleb get one bucket, Chuck, while he was on the court?
Yep.
Well, Cordonier flips in both free throws, and Rushi's lead is 23. 39-26, 4:51 to go here in the third. Fort Laramie now substituting a guard, trying to put some heat on. Caleb Maurer still on the bench. Gaston, Kaiser, Holscher on the perimeter. Darren Eilerman in the game. Plyman on the floor now. The big body, Austin Plyman. Outside the arc on the right, it's Eilerman. Near wing, it goes to Holscher, who bangs in a three ball. Good-looking jumper by Ryan Holscher. Quickly down the floor into the corner goes Rushi. Steps called on the Raiders. Quinter a little bit hasty. 39-19, Rushi by 20, 4:25 left here in the third. Fort Laramie's got a chance, maybe, Chuck, if they can carve 10 more points off this deficit before the period closes.
Yeah, well, they got Eilerman on the bench with four fouls and Maurer on the bench hurt, so that's two real tough guys to not have out here.
Here's
for a comeback.
Gasson 30 feet away, gives it on the play to Darren Eilerman, head of the key, Kaiser, open look from three-point territory, yes sir. Ethan Kaiser pots one from downtown.
There you go, one for one tonight.
39-22, 17-point lead, Rushi. Dribble drive into the lane. Ducking under Borchers, goes up with the left hand. No off the back of the rim. Stick back, Rushi, foul over the shoulder on Fort Laramie. Should be two at the stripe for the Raiders. This was a 25-point game at intermission. Fort Laramie in the first 4 minutes plus of the third quarter has outpointed Rushi by eight. Free throw up and in by Felix Francis of the Raiders, who shoot free throws so well.
Yeah, they do. As a team, they're just a really good shooting basketball.
Superb stroke at the line. Timeout called midway through the third. 40 to 22. Rushi by 18 over Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus the latest up-to-date technology, we support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank, committed to providing the people and businesses with the very best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. It's been a part of Ohio for over 100 years, locally owned and operated, your community bank, Osgood Bank. Second free throw by Rushi was made. Was that Felix Francis who made it, Chuck?
Yep, two for two.
Rushi down at the offensive end, down by 19. As the Raiders stab the ball out of bounds, Fort Loramie attempting the inbound. There's a hold in the far corner of the floor against Rushi. Redskins will throw it in once more. Down by 19. Here's Darren Eilerman on the arc. Looks inside for big Austin Plyman. Heaves it cross court to Holscher. Holscher ahead of the key. Fakes right, goes left. In traffic, baseline left. Good overplay by Rushi. Rushi knocks it loose. Fort Loramie's Holscher touches it out of bounds.
Yeah, they're saying he kicked it when he went down. Holscher's had he's really, truly the only one. Eilerman's done a couple of good things. Holscher's the only one that's really consistently played pretty well tonight.
Caleb Maurer on the bench, not on the floor for Fort Loramie. Went down late in the second quarter, a non-contact lower leg injury. Dribble drive into the lane. Francis Ferrucci dumps it off baseline left to Flippo. He's pushed off his spot, but Plyman, it's a common foul.
That's five now. Five fouls on Loramie here.
One on the Raiders in the third quarter. 3:10 to go. Here's the ball inbounded to Francis in the lane. Little teardrop right in front for the 6'5 Felix. Short. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Holscher up the floor to Kaiser on the weave. Picked up by Quinter 30 feet out. Good hedge. Fine double team by Rushi. Here's Eilerman. Felix Francis checks him. Back to Holscher. Foul line. Invades the lane. Fades. Missed it off to the right. Rebound Rushi. Foul over the back on Fort Loramie. 2:42 to go, third quarter. 41-22. Rushi in the lead.
That's why we're talking so much about MLK. I'd
like to remind you here on scoresbroadcast.com about Jackson Center Pro Hardware, now located in Greenville, too. 418 South Broadway in Jackson Center, or I should say 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, and 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Always big savings on DeWalt power tools, solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. And beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets can be ordered and received in 3 days. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike. And in Greenville at 418 South Broadway. Special prices, professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware and Greenville Pro Hardware right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Bad pass by Rushi. Then Fort Loramie makes an errant throw. Rushi darts into the corner with it. And the ball is steered loose by a Fort Loramie player out of bounds to the Raiders.
With the scoring in this game has come to a grinding halt for both teams.
19-point spread. Rushi in the lead. 2:17 to go, third quarter. Ball lobbed into Francis out high. Near side pass to Vince Borchers. Borchers gives it to a teammate. Back to the basket, being handled there in the play by Braden Monin. Now, top of the circle, Shappy. He probes the middle of the floor, goes below the foul line. The ball rolled beneath the basket, and a good call by the out official, who signals 3 seconds on Rushi.
Could have been a travel, could have been a 3 seconds, whatever you want. It was a turnover.
I think it was 5 seconds. Minute 55 to go, third period, 41-22, Rushi over Fort Loramie. As these two clubs more or less play out the string on this one, Rushi bolted to a 16-0 lead and then pushed it all the way out to a 25-point cushion.
23-2 at the end of the first quarter.
Wow. Unbelievable. Holscher, top of the circle. Little alley down the lane. Pulls up. 8-footer. Short. Foul. He was tagged on the arm. 2 shots for Holscher. Minute 32 to go. Third quarter. 41-22. Rushi over Fort Lauderdale. Holscher's got a pair. They don't forget M&A Muffler and Tires has got new tires to help you grip the road firmly before that next winter storm hits us. Firestone, Goodyear, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, 937-295-3971 at M&A Muffler and Tires, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. 41-22, Rushi over Fort Loramie, a minute 32 left in the third quarter. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our upcoming schedule. For sure, we've got Rushi and Jackson Center at the Lair of the Tigers on Friday night. Tip off about 7:30, airtime 6:55. Two games for you on Saturday. At the foul line, Ryan Holscher for Fort Loramie. Made one, missed one. One of two. And the Raiders' lead is 18, a minute 18 to go, third period. Quinter on the arc. Dumps it down right corner to Monin. Monin hits a cutter down the lane. Fischinger pushes up an 8-footer. Deflected. Good play by Kleiman of Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins. Quickly baseline right. It is Holscher. Holscher cannot hang on. It goes over the end line right back to the Raiders.
Well, they've turned it over five times here in the third quarter against no full court pressure anymore.
How many miscues for the game?
17.
Through the top of the circle, Quinter gives it to Felix Francis, right corner. He deals on the play to Braden Monin through the paint area. Ball knocked away by Fort Loramie, touched by Rushi, goes out of bounds.
That's 11 turnovers for the Raiders.
Sloppy third quarter, 41-23, Rushi. Here is Kaiser in backcourt for the Redskins. Hands it off on the play to Holscher. Holscher bounce pass to a teammate up the right side. It's Alex Berger, 6'2 junior. And what do we have? 10-second call. Real good D by Rushi. Boy, it looked like Fort Loramie was a bit casual in the backcourt. I counted about 7 or 8 seconds, and Loramie never made it across in time.
Well, except for Holscher, none of these guys are really used to taking care of the basketball on the point. It's usually Maurer controlling the ball about 60% to 70%.
Yeah, it's a new look Fort Loramie. Offense in the half court, that's for sure. 22 seconds to go, third quarter. Fissinger to Quinter. Straight away, Chappie. Chappie's made one of the most majestic three-pointers of the night. It was long and about as high as it was long. 8, 7, 6 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Chappie on the arc. Baseline right, cut off. Hands to a teammate. Fadeaway shot. Yes, by Cordonier, who beats the buzzer. Boy, he knew what the clock was saying. It was running down. Big hoop by Cordonier. Outstanding jump shot, one-on-one move, and he nailed it. 43-23. Rushi by 20 over Fort Loramie as we head to the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney, a big blowout sale going on now. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, plus dining room sets and bedroom suites. One bargain after another. Goffney is family-owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We have you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. We start the fourth quarter. Rushi ahead by 20. It's been as much as 25. Kaiser's got the ball way out of the left side for the Redskins. He's on the bounce. Gives it up to Logan Eilerman, to Holscher. Gaston in the right corner. Straight away, pass. It's a teammate down the lane. Oh, a good pass through the bottom of the key, and it's finished off on the play by Maxwell Maurer of Fort Loramie. 43-25.
Just the opposite. Maxwell threw the pass, and Logan Eilerman got the basket.
My mistake. It was 43 on the finish. I thought it was 34 on the finish. Here's a missed shot by Rushi. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. 7-12 left in the game. 18-point lead Raiders. High right with the ball is Gaston. Head of the key. Now to Logan Eilerman on top. Straight away with the ball is teammate Ryan Holscher. 18-point lead for Rushi. Skip pass, left corner, Gaston overshoots the three. Rebound skids off the floor, out of bounds in the corner. 6:50 left in the game. Loramie has shaved, what, Chuck, 7 off that 25-point bulge?
Yep, from the half, yes. And I think it got up to 28 at one point. I was thinking, geez, running clock in a game like this.
With the ball, Raiders. Minute 16 gone in the fourth quarter. Open player, deep right corner, Shappy floats up a triple short. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Quick outlet up the right side to Maxwell Maurer. Gives it to Holscher for a triple. Swish from downtown. Ryan Holscher collects three.
Kid's having a nice game.
And looky here, it's a 15-point ball game. It was 25 at least. Fort Loramie coming back. 6:13 left in the fourth. Top of the circle, Francis Ferrucci. High right to Quinter. Ferrucci wants to settle down here, get a good offensive set. Borchers 25 feet away, picked up by Gaston. Left corner, Quinter. Goes baseline, spin move.
Wow.
Oh, wow! A whirling dervish was Hayden Quinter.
Heck of a shot.
He knifed right between two Redskins and scored. He stole the ball up the floor to a teammate, Shappy, who lobs to Quinter, trailing the play, and it goes out of bounds.
That would have brought the house down, wouldn't it?
Timeout Raiders will keep it right here. 45-28. Rushi in the lead with 17. Under six to play in the fourth. Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses for you that stock hundreds of brands. For your home, Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. In Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, DickmanSupply.com. 10 players in backcourt. Pressure applied here by Rushi. Fort Loramie's Gaston inbounds to Darren Eilerman. Still 70 feet from the basket, 25 feet from the half-court line. The Redskins get it short of the half-court line and have to utilize a timeout.
Yeah, they were at about 8.5 seconds when Coach Britton called the timeout.
We'll take a break. 17-point lead, Rushi, 5:37 to go in the fourth on scorersbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Gasson to inbound for Fort Loramie. Holscher's got it. Rear side of the center line. Steps over it. Veers to the right in the half court. Goes back to Gasson. 17-point lead, Rushi. 45-28. 5:25 to go, fourth quarter. Ball lobbed high right to Kaiser. Dropped it. Got it back. Fed it to Gasson. Gasson veers off into the right corner. Looks for help. Skips it cross court. Caught there on the play by Kaiser, who goes into the lane, gives it up, gets it back. Gasson right baseline. 5 minutes left. 17-point lead, Rushi. Ball thrown to Logan Eilerman, deflected by Rushi. Redskins recover.
Well, they got to stay out of that corner. They're just getting in trouble down there.
Lengthy offensive set. Fort Loramie can't get a look. Defense by Rushi, exceptional. Holscher 25 feet away. Cordonier comes out to check Logan Eilerman. Ball dealt to Gasson. Tipped by Rushi. Foul as a Raider. Borchers got a piece of Gasson's wrist. Third team foul on the Raiders. Remarkably, Chuck Rushi continues to play such suffocating defense, and they just don't commit many fouls.
And they don't. And they don't do stupid. They don't reach in. Nope. They don't go over the back on rebounds. They're just an incredibly well-coached basketball team.
4:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. Rushi 45, Fort Loramie 28. Ball inbounded to Holscher, backside of the timeline. Into the forecourt now, picked up on the play by Monin, head of the key. Foul line fadeaway by Holscher off to the right. Monin might have gotten a mitt on the ball. Rebound down to Rushi. Long pitch down the floor into the lane. Come the Raiders. Cordonier missed it. No good. Might have been fouled. Struggle for the rebound. Ruled a jump. Arrow favors Rushi.
I haven't said anything negative about the officials tonight, so I'm not going to say anything.
4:19 to go here in the fourth quarter. 45-28. Raiders up 17. Rushi inbounds on top to Francis. Near side, Monin behind the screen. He sizes up a long ball. No good off the flange. Easy stick back. Felix Francis, he's got it. 47-28, 19-point cushion, Raiders. 4 minutes left in the game. Here's Kaiser up the left side. Fort Loramie is in a little bit of a pickle. Ball dealt to Alex Berger. There's an errant throw. Interception, Rushi. Darting down the floor, Quinter. Quinter strides into the lane. Leaves it for Monin. Right flank, short on the jumper. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Outlet to Berger. Alex Berger, 6'2 junior. Backboard, it comes to Holscher. 3.5 to go. Holscher streaks into the lane. Oh, a Rushi Raider is set. It's an offensive foul.
My goodness, that was a tumble.
Holscher went down in a heap.
Yep.
On top of the young man for the Raiders.
Borchers took the charge very well. He saw it coming and he just stood there.
3 minutes, 28 seconds to go in the fourth. 47-28, Rushi over Fort Loramie. Hey, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins, and those who come to us from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout. Welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Myers Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins, 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better. Fort Loramie with a steal, then Kaiser A quick trigger on a three down to a right. No good. It grazes the rim. Goes out of bounds.
Still shooting 50% tonight. 1-for-2.
Yeah, Rushi has done a remarkable job stifling the three-point shooting of the Redskins.
Well, they came out and played a perfect first quarter, and then they've been on kind of cruise control ever since. But
yes,
they played well enough in that first quarter to win the game.
Good way to describe it, cruise control. Deep three, left corner, Quinter. No good, back rim way up in the air off a wire that supports the backboard, and it's out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 2:43 left in the game, 47-28 in favor of Rushi. Scoring has screeched to a stop. Kaiser in backcourt. Gives it up ahead on the play to Maxwell Maurer. Here's Gasson. Kaiser 30 feet out. Fissinger on him for Rushi. 2:24 to go. 18 fouls in Fort Loramie. They're over the limit. Ball thrown to a cutter. Gasson down the lane, running one-hander, deflected, good block.
Nice.
Offensive
out.
Stick back is in. Well done by Plyman of Fort Loramie. 17-point game, 2:10 to go. Baseline left is Flippo. Back to the basket. Swings it on top to Fissinger. Near side throw goes to Borchers. Minute 55 remaining. On the floor now for Fort Loramie, Carson Plyman, 6'7 senior. Ball fumbled in the paint area by Rushi. Fort Loramie picks it up. Here's Gasson down to Kaiser. Kaiser backpedals into the lane. He walked with the ball. Good call by the referee.
22 turnovers now for the Redskins tonight.
Hey, Chuck, how many fouls has Rushi committed total on the night?
Well, they've got three now, and they didn't go to the 1-on-1, so I think it's less than 10.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, remarkable performance by Rushi to play this kind of smothering defense and just not foul.
Yeah, they came out, they trapped, they picked them up full court, and they won the game in the first quarter.
47-30, Rushi, a minute 30 left to go in the fourth. Fissinger, left corner, Flippo. Fakes left, goes right, carves out space in the lane. Gives it off right corner, Fissinger. Rushi milking clock. Fissinger, foul stripe. Leaves it out back for teammate Benjamin York, who's in, a 6'3 sophomore. Missed shot, Raiders, rebound Redskins. Up the floor, far left side, Maxwell Maurer pulls up at the elbow. No good, off the flange. Rebound yanked down by York of Rushi. Minute to go in the game, 47-30 Raiders. Borchers out high to Flippo, right corner Fissinger through the top of the key. On a weave to Benjamin York. Now Flippo, foul strike, back to the basket. In the lane, gets out of it in time. Ball thrown to Fissinger.
Rushi, student section emptying out. They're all headed home to do some homework.
34 ticks left on the clock. Flippo's got it. Backs away near midcourt. That might do it. Game might end on this possession. 20 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Still bouncing at Flippo. Hands off to Colby Munn, and good to see Colby back on the floor. He lost his wind momentarily earlier in this game. Colby Monin, 6'3 senior forward. Under 5 ticks to go in the fourth. It is in the books. Rushi wins it, 47-30 over Fort Loramie. Molding to a 16-0 lead early. Extended it to 25. And Rushi wins it comfortably. The 17 without a challenge from Fort Loramie Redskins, who were simply buried early on in this game. Tenacious defense by Rushi and red hot shooting from the start as the Raiders won this game really in the first 5 minutes. Jumping on top by a 16-0 count and pretty much cruise control second half for the Rushi Raiders. We'll return to wrap it up in just a couple minutes. Victorious tonight, Rushi by 17 over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Oh, what a night for the Rushi Raiders here at Fort Loramie. Easy victory by 17 for Rushi as they trip up Fort Loramie on the Redskins' home court. And they do it with an outstanding combination of offense and defense. Chuck, let's take a look at the final numbers.
Well, 21-18 rebounding advantage for the Raiders, 10 of 11 from the free throw line. Loramie was only 1 of 5. That has a lot to do with it. Holscher had 13. That kid played a nice basketball game. He's my Clancy's player of the game. Then they drop all the way down to Logan Eilerman, had 6. On the other side, very balanced. Cordonier had 14. They got 9 from Monin. They got 8 from Francis, 7 from Quinter. They got 5 from Shappy, 3 from Flippo, and a free throw from Borchers. And my Clancy's player of the game for Rushi, because he really led that onslaught in the beginning, is Braden Monin.
Great defense by the Rushi Raiders. Two baskets all night for Kaiser and Maurer for Fort Loramie.
Yeah.
They had been red-hot scorers and outstanding three-point shooters here lately. Did not happen tonight. Rushi's defense took care of that. And Rushi's offense was splendid through the first two periods of this game. Clancy sponsors our stars of this game. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Thank you.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for upcoming coverage for sure on Friday night. It is Ruscio on the road at Jackson Center. Tip-off 7:30, airtime 6:55 p.m. on Friday. That is a huge game in the Shelby County Athletic League. If Jackson Center wants to make it a race with the Ruscio Raiders, the Tigers have got to hold home court and win on Friday night and hand Ruscio its first loss of the year and obviously first loss of the season in the Shelby County Athletic League. Meanwhile, the Fort Laramie Redskins advance on and play Anna. That's a home game for Fort Laramie this coming Friday night. Fort Laramie's on the road at Minster on Saturday. Ruscio now 10-0, 5-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fort Laramie 7-2, 2-2 in league play. Couple games for you for sure on Saturday. Ottawa Glandorf girls travel to Fort Laramie. Should be an outstanding game. Here on scoresbroadcast.com. Airtime 12:55, tip at 1:30. A Saturday night, more than likely, it is Minster and Fort Laramie at the Wildcats gym. Again, tip-off 7:30, airtime 6:55. Ruscio Raiders' dominant performance tonight over Fort Laramie, winning it by a 47-30 count. For our great online audience via scoresbroadcast.com, thanks so much. Also, gratitude to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Laramie. Final score, Ruscio Raiders 47, Fort Laramie 30.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC
solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, SCORES. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.